Where is Denise? I thought she'd been here already.
Yes, Tisha. Where's the princess? Afraid of a little mud?
The only mud I see here is you, Eddie.
Funny. Coming from someone who lives at River Bend.
Eddie!
Isn't that the same River Bend you couldn't keep out of 2 years ago?
I was young and stupid.
And now you're just stupid.
Okay. Enough of that.
We didn't come here to socialize, but to work. Now, the plan is very simple. Pick up as much garbage as we can on the riverbanks. You will notice that though we have a rubbish dumping site, people still throw rubbish into the river.
What do we do with the rubbish that we collect?
Dump it in River Bend. Isn't that where all of it ends up anyway?
Eddie, what is wrong with you?
Yes, Eddie. As your sister said, what is wrong with you? Seems like all you have on your mind is River Bend.
I have other things on my mind too. Mm.
So much mud. I didn't even bring gloves. Can I borrow yours, Eddie?
But I only have one pair, and I will be using them. Besides, a little mud won't kill you.
We will pile up the garbage in a heap by the side of the road, and later this afternoon a truck will come and collect it. From the looks of things, it looks like we'll be here for the entire day. But I want us to clean up at least 300 meters and remove only the inorganic matter. You know, the plastics and the metals and the...
Okay. I can't believe that someone would dump an old fridge here.
As bad as it may seem, I have seen worse.
Why do people do that, Uncle Paul?
Because it is easier for them to do it that way than to dispose of it properly. We think that once we dump things in the river, that is the end of the problem. Anyway, the sooner we start, the sooner we will finish. Your teachers have assigned you into teams, so let us start working. In 2 hours' time, we will have a break. So, let's begin. Okay?
Okay.
Denise isn't here yet? Madeline and Nina, let's start with the plastic bottles. Eddie, what are you doing? You are not in our group.
Well, I am now, since Denise is not here. I wonder what happened to her. I would have thought that you would not have been here either.
Yeah, Tisha. I thought you would not have been here because of the accident.
Well, it has happened already. There's nothing I can do. Life must go on. Besides, it will be more depressing if I had to stay home. But, Lila, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be at your grandmother's house?
Everyone is there. I mean, I like my grandmother, but everyone is there. And they don't consider you. They treat you like a child. I can understand for Tyrell, but I'm not a little girl.
I don't know. I would enjoy it. But anyways, let's get back to work.
Eddie, come help me.
Eddie.
Gosh, and he's even trying to dance too.
Trying to dance and embarrassing me. I think he looks cute and funny.
Cute?
Yes. Look how his body moves. He even makes picking up plastic bottles look good.
Mm. You're young, Lila. You have a lot to learn.
And your tastes are weird. Anyway, enough, darling. Mr. Mason is heading our way.
How are you doing? Having any trouble?
No.
I see you being entertained by dancing cleaner. By the way, has anybody seen Denise yet?
No.
I hope she's not trying to get out of this one like she gets out of doing anything responsible.
No, Uncle Paul. Maybe Uncle Dennis is late getting her hair.
Maybe.
Mr. Mason!
Coming! Carry on. Let me just see what that person wants.
I wonder what's keeping Denise. She doesn't want to get into more trouble than she is. Speaking of the devil, Denise, darling, what kept you so long? Your bed was too warm?
Naughty. It was my father. He was driving all over the place. He had to meet this person and that person, and he told me he would bring me here on his way to Grandma Marie's house. I was at home waiting for him all this time. So what did I miss?
Nothing much. We just had to put the smaller things in the trash bags and the larger ones in that pile over there.
Lila, what are you doing here? Why aren't you at Grandma Marie's?
I skipped out today. This is important, and I can see Grandma Marie anytime.
Wait, you wanted to be here? In this mud? I don't see what we have to clean up, because all I can see is rubbish. We could just leave the place how it is, and no one can tell the difference. Speaking of rubbish, why is that boy Eddie staring at me?
He's so funny. He was dancing a while ago, picking up the plastic bottles.
I don't care. Uncle Paul.
Denise. Well, I see you have graced us with your presence. I think the others have told you what needs to be done, right? And the faster we get it done, the better.
But Uncle Paul, how am I supposed to pick up the rubbish? I don't have gloves, and I don't want to put my hand in the mud.
I would have thought that since you knew you were coming to a river cleanup, you would have at least brought your own gloves, Denise.
You can use my gloves, Denise.
Thank you, Eddie. You're so sweet.
Yes, Eddie, you are sweet.
By the way, try to keep your hands out of the water, okay? Some dead fish and crabs were found a little lower down.
Ew!
I don't know what killed them, so just try. Avoid putting your hands in the river.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, home sweet home. Why are all of my grandchildren not here? Why is it only Terrell and Fiona are here? That is an offense, you know.
Let me help you with that.
Well, Denise is at the river cleanup.
River cleanup?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So is Lila. Patrick, you would not know your way in a kitchen even if you had a map. Gregory tell me that he had to do the cooking when you were rooming together.
Story.
So cleaning up a river is more important than spending the Sunday with their grandmother. What about Jesse?
Denise had to do it. I punished her for causing trouble in the school.
For true?
Yes, Mom. That child believes that because I am the vice principal and her aunt and her father is rich, she can do what she wants and get away with it. Yes.
Rabbit. Well, Layla got up this morning and asked if she could go to the river cleanup. I asked why. Because she likes concrete and thinks the world should be concreted over.
Oh, God.
You should see her room. She was putting on her best clothes and combing her hair in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she smiled at me when I asked her why she wanted to go, I noticed some boy.
Boy? At her age?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that boy knows that her uncle has a gun.
Patrick, that's strange coming from you. After you used to terrorize the neighborhood girls who were younger than her when you were her age. If I remember correctly, Mr. Richards chased you for...
Chasing for water. How do the young people put it these days?
Tell me, what is it they're chasing for?
Riding a tricycle? What did you do, Patrick?
Mom, that was a long time ago, you know. I can't even remember.
Ah, well, then I should remind you. Mm. Yes, I know. I always knew.
Ma, you always know everything.
Of course. Janet's mother came to talk to me that same afternoon when her husband chased you with the cutlass. Yes, Miss June. I knew about David, too, you know. And him stealing kisses through the window. I wonder
if Jesse went to the river cleanup. I have not seen that boy in days.
You trying to change the subject, Joan?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, ma. Tell us about David.
Tell us, ma.
You want me to tell you? I don't think you want me putting your business out, you. So which river are the children cleaning up?
The Kalinago River, Mom. Paul tells me that the river is a mess.
Uh-huh.
People are using it as a rubbish dump.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that
yes.
river
oh,
was yes. big, you know. In fact, I first saw your father dead.
Oh, yes.
It's
time they made a move to clean that river.
When things were hard with your father and I, he used to go to that river to fish. And he would always bring back plenty to eat. Sometimes we had so much that I used to salt it and leave it out to dry.
I would not trust anything coming out of that river.
Mm-hmm. Often when we get some money for a rush, you know, which they say they got from being in the river. But look at that time. We about to eat and Dennis is not here yet.
He's always busy.
Busy?
Perhaps he's too busy to come here today.
Too busy to eat my cooking? I would think that's hard to believe.
My brother Dennis is another one of those who doesn't know his way around
the kitchen. You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
When we were children, and you and Dad left us to go to your garden, he used to burn the food.
Mrs. Mary McLaurin,
tell me.
Have two sons, and neither of them know their way around the kitchen.
What are you talking about?
But I don't mind. I can cook for them.
But anyway, with the way this food tastes in here, I have no problems with that. It seems that Dennis has arrived. $20 says that he will come and sing, Mrs. McLaurin, your favorite son is here.
Mrs. McLaurin, your favorite son is here.
And
he has an appetite too that only your cooking can satisfy.
You so hungry for my cooking. Why you almost miss it? Where you coming from so late?
I had some errands to make. I had to take Denise down by the river.
Uh-huh.
There's some cleanup, which I don't see the point of, because they're only going to choke more garbage again. But some people, you know, need to feel like they're doing something. So.
What does that mean? I think cleaning up the river will teach them character. Also, they will learn teamwork.
I thought that's what schools was for.
So what errands had you running so late you almost missed my cooking? What mischief you up to?
Mischief, ma? Me? I'm a saint. Just a little bit of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
What really took me so long was that the Jeep is for some reason is not as smooth a ride as the car.
The Jeep?
I will have to let Manu take it to the garage.
Something is wrong with the car?
Not really. But I had to send it to the body shop. For some reason, it had a dent in the fender.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't want to think about that now. All my attention is on this plate of food before me.
I'm home. How are my two girls?
Muddy shoes outside and shower.
Yes, me lady. Daddy remembers, okay? Have you been back long, John?
Not really. After we left Mars, I took Fiona for ice cream at that new place.
So my princess had ice cream? Well, I have a present for you. Here's a smooth stone I found by the river. Go put it in your collection.
You think that's a wise idea? You know when she's mad, she throws them away.
Yes, but look at the joy on her face, Joan, when she gets them. That is a reward in itself. So, how was the family lunch, huh?
The usual. It is one of the few times we are allowed to just, you know, let our hair down. How was the river cleanup?
I'll tell you after the shower, okay? Oh, gosh.
Fifi, you can return the books to their place. We are done for the day. We will do some more when I get back from work tomorrow, okay?
Ah, I needed that shower. But my body is aching. I never realized that cleaning up a river would be so back-breaking. You would not believe the things we found in that river, you know, John.
So how did your nieces do? Priscilla told me that Lila was there.
Lila was okay, you know. Though I noticed she became upset later on. I don't know why, but Denise. Well, first she was complaining about the mud, then the sun, then the flies, and the mosquitoes.
Dennis is spoiling her. I am tired of mentioning that to him. What did Jesse tell her?
Jesse? I didn't see him. He wasn't there at all.
What? He was not there? But he was not at mud today. So we assumed that he was at the cleanup.
And Denise arrived late. She said Dennis had things to do. And he went to do them before picking her up and taking her to the river. So,
he was late coming to lunch, too. He said that he had errands to run and was very cryptic about it, too.
Well, I think he's been cryptic about many things.
What does that mean?
Well, you know the factory he owns is supposed to submit a report on the chemicals they use, right?
Yeah.
But I think some chemicals are left off the report, Joan.
How would you know that?
Well, I have seen the report. And none of the chemicals listed are dangerous. However, at the cleanup, we saw some dead fish near the factory. John, there were no dead fish upstream of the factory.
That is circumstantial. There could be a number of reasons for the dead fish. And you told me that it is not the first time you have found dead fish in that river.
Thank you.
Remember when you got so incensed about that guy who dumped motor oil in the river? Remember all the dead fish then? So you don't need to tell me anything about...
I know. No need to get upset, okay?
I'm not upset. It is just that I don't want you accusing Dennis of anything if you have no proof. I know you don't like the things he does sometimes, but I mean,
I will get the water tested before I say anything.
So what would happen if it is the factory?
Well, it may have to be shut down.
Huh?
Or he may have to pay a fine.
Well, either will be difficult. Elections are coming soon and no politician wants to be known as the one who closed the factory and lost all those people their jobs. Sad to say, but that is reality.
So the environment suffers for a few jobs.
Well,
you know, as much as I don't want people to lose their jobs, if nothing is done, the factory continues to cause the problem, more than a few jobs will be lost.
Daddy, the phone call is for you. It is a man named Mr. St. Martin.
I am so tired, Manu. I could sleep for a week. By the way, where's Dad?
He told me I had to go and meet some people.
He's always meeting some person.
Manu, I want you to clean that jeep for me. After what I went through today, it needs a good cleanup.
Hello, Daddy. How was your day?
Tiring and trying. But from the looks of you, you look like you had it worse.
You can't imagine. I could sleep for a week.
Where's Jesse?
I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
What? He was not there in his bed this morning when I left. I thought you went down to the river early to clean up.
No, he wasn't there.
I'm getting tired of this, you know. Where the hell is he?